Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. Bad Axe Public Schools in Michigan has confirmed that two antique bladed artifacts were briefly brought into the high school by a substitute teacher on February 11th, 2026, prompting a swift administrative response. According to a letter sent to families by Superintendent Gregory Newland, the police chief Sean Weber, a staff member, alerted the principal after noticing the questionable objects in the substitute's possession before class began. The principal immediately investigated and determined the items were antique bladed artifacts intended for educational purposes as part of a lesson comparing different historical weaponry. Despite the educational intent, school administrators removed the items from the classroom due to safety concerns. The substitute teacher was also notified before instruction began that the artifacts could not remain on campus. The school resource officer secured the items as a precautionary measure. Officials emphasized that no students or staff were in danger during the incident. The families were promptly informed. The review with law enforcement confirmed the substitute's educational intentions, and the matter was resolved in accordance with school safety protocols. The district expressed appreciation for the vigilance of staff members and the prompt coordination between school administration and law enforcement in maintaining a safe learning environment. And in Kingston, the Kingston police chief swung into action, literally using a snow shovel to fend off an axe-wielding suspect. Chief Albert Pearsall was responding to a complaint at a home on February 4th when a 34-year-old Dale Ford allegedly came to officers with an axe. Police say Pearsall grabbed the nearest thing he could find, a snow shovel, to defend himself. Body cam video shows officers backing off the attack, leading to a tense standoff that ended peacefully. Ford now faces 20 charges, including assault with intent to murder and assaulting or resisting police. If convicted on the top charge, he could face life in prison. He remains jailed in Tuscola County on a $250,000 bond with court hearings set for February 18th and February 25th. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our more local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Essexville Jack's Fruit and Meat Market is again officially back in business. The popular local market reopened Tuesday, just weeks after a December fire forced it to close for major repairs. Owner Jack Stell says the outpouring of support from the community made all the difference during renovations. Many loyal customers visited the store on reopening day, sharing their excitement and relief to see their hometown market restored. The December 28th blaze broke out in early morning hours, sending heavy smoke through the back of the building. Hampton Township firefighters quickly brought it under control, but damage inside was extensive, requiring most of the store's inventory to be replaced. With fresh repairs and shelves restocked, Jack's is once again serving Essexville shoppers stronger than ever. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.